and administrative controls are modifications in the way work in a job is scheduled that decrease the duration, frequency, or magnitude of exposure to ergonomic risk factors. Another way to say, controls are procedures and methods, typically instituted by the employer, that significantly reduce daily exposure to MSD hazards by altering the way in which work is performed. Examples of administrative controls of MSD hazards include, employee rotation, job task enlargement. If possible, rotate employees between job tasks so that an employee is assigned to perform one task then move to another. Or enlarge the employee's tasks so the employees have the opportunity to perform a different task. Adjust work pace, which is hard to do. But if possible, slow it down a little. Affects piece work more than an office situation. Make sure you work at a reasonable pace, don't stress yourself. Redesign how the work is performed. Another procedure. Is there a better way to do the task with less stress, strain? Is there a tool or piece of equipment that could be used to help perform the task? This ties in with the first control mentioned. Whenever possible, have employees alternate their tasks frequently throughout the day. Rotate heavy and/or repetitive tasks with lighter, less repetitive tasks. Be aware that even tasks such as manual stapling, sorting through large volumes, and mail sorting where repetition and awkward positions may contribute to repetitive motion injuries. Breaks. Encourage employees to change position, stand up or stretch whenever they start to feel tired. We will talk about stretching exercises later in the program. Remember the short discussion on biomechanics and the static versus the dynamic work positions, and that muscles fatigue easier when held in the same position for extended periods of time. Encourage motion rather than static positions. It is recommended that you take 1 or 2 minute breaks every 30 minutes and 5 minute breaks every hour when performing stationary type work. But remember, a break could be doing another activity rather than just taking a break. Make a phone call, file something, or another activity. It is also recommended that every few hours, you try to get up and move around.